둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Great, let's go for it.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the episode. I do hope you hit the subscribe button while you're around. I put out three new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video versions. Actually, anywhere you get your podcasts from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, I'm Kyle Meredith, today talking with Greta Van Fleet bassist and keyboardist Sam Kiska. We're going to be discussing their latest album, The Battle at Garden's Gate, that came out just last year. Their current tour, which stops here in Louisville at Bourbon and Beyond. And he's going to tell us about how they came up with the stage visuals and the Lord of the Rings type of world they've created on stage. We'll also get into his disappointments with the lack of substance on pop radio, as he says, teaming up with environmental organizations as well. Sam's also going to give us a peek into their next record, which is well on its way. He says it has them going back to their roots. And I'll ask him what it's been like opening for Metallica. So let's do it. The new album is called The Battle at Garden's Gate. It's Kyle Meredith with Greta Van Fleet's Sam Kiska.
Hello, hello. And all the rest of us on this swirling ball in the nothingness.
Man, it's great to have you on. First off, to say, you know, how much I've enjoyed your all's music over the last few years. This new record, the latest one, The Battle at Garden's Gate, I mean, absolute masterpiece, what you all have pulled off here. And the songs are so fun, and to follow the journey, not a question, just, you know, what you're doing is great, and I love it so much.
Well, thank you for the non-question. Non-questions sometimes are compliments, which I'm bad at taking, but I enjoy it.
Yeah. I'll also mention that you're going to be bringing town. I haven't been able to see you live in person yet. That's going to change soon because you guys are going to be here in Louisville, September 17th, Bourbon and Beyond Festival. I think you play on the same day that Pearl Jam is also on the stead. When you all went into this one, I mean, is that like, because you're such a visual band in your videos, like, is there a concept that you dream up for the live show as well? Did you for this one?
Yes, definitely. It's not as in depth at festival shows, but it's, we still bring our stage and we make that stage kind of our home, because it's really important us to feel comfortable and to feel like we ourselves are at home in that space. But yeah, we spend months and months working with designers and dreaming up ideas and seeing what comes to reality. And it's just kind of about us sitting in a room together and just going crazy, kind of like kids with a vision, just like to actually create something. But the difference is, you know, it actually happens, and we actually, like, we want fire on the stage. And they're like, okay, we can do that. We can have fire, like, but we want lots of fire, and we can do that too. So yeah, we spend a long time curating kind of the environment that we're in and the space that the music lives in.
So if you could explain, like, what is that environment that you came up with this, for this latest tour? Like, if you can put that into words.
It's kind of like this different kind of world, one that doesn't really exist here. It's something that we created and continue to create. And maybe someday we'll get a little bit more in depth in that. But right now it's kind of vague, but we have all these different concepts like that kind of call back to lyrics and different elements of Greta Van Fleet. Things as simple as like a sound, like the horn of war. And, you know, it's kind of like Lord of the Rings-esque, and if you want something to compare it to. And we have the Drifters of the High Rift Plains, and that's a whole different like sub people in this universe. And obviously the Garden's Gate is like a real place in this universe. And it represents, you know, everything. It represents utopia kind of inside. And then on the outside of this theoretical realm, everything is kind of like war-torn and destroyed. But the album is pretty much just about us, our existence and the way we exist, and the bad things and the good things and the hope that's in there. But, you know, as artists, it's kind of our job to identify things and identify them in different angles and create things that offer thought-provoking ideas.
Yeah, the world that you do build on both records, especially on this one too. I mean, even in, you know, the peaceful army makes its way to the Garden Gates. You know, it's all in there. And maybe this is an obvious question, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Is there an immediate reflection to our own reality that you all are trying to make? I mean, it's because I mean that in the way that you're not just making this fantasy piece that's set somewhere in an ancient civilization. It does seem like you're trying to make a point about maybe what we're seeing.
Yeah, exactly. It's literally about us right now. And but it just, and once again, it kind of offers it in a different light than watching the news. You know, it's kind of the story of mankind. It's a story of humans in existence. And we frame it in a different way, just so you could see it in a different way. And it's, once again, hopefully the best thing that we could ever hope for is thought provoking, because we listen to a lot of stuff on certain radio stations that is, you know, popular music, and there's no substance. They're telling you exactly what to think and why, and they don't leave anything to mystery, and it almost insults people's intelligence, and it doesn't give you the ability to have your brain go off and start firing creatively. You know what I mean?
Well, especially, I mean, you know, the way you all, it seems like, you know, painting in these songs, like looking towards ancient civilizations in a way that, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same though. I love history in songs. I love discovering history in songs. And I find that, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to do that within your songs. How much of that do you all talk about as you're putting these together, like in that specific sort of way?
Well, I mean, Josh really does all the lyric writing. I'm sure all of us have contributed a little bit here and there, like maybe use this word instead of that. But yeah, we all have a discussion about it. And ever since we started writing songs, the way that we always wrote songs was we would have our idea of the song, and then we kind of started kind of molding it, like trying to put a beat to it and an arc. But very early on, what we would talk about is, what do you see? What is this? Where are you at when you're listening to this song? Because it's so important. It's like you're scoring a film that's not been made. You're creating the soundtrack to that film and at the same time telling the story. So we all sit in the room and we're all talking about it. Like I see a, you know, a ship trying to get to this island. And yes, yeah, this, my dog's distracting me right now.
Dogs will do that.
Yeah, exactly. But Yes, yeah, it's very conceptual.
And we'll be right back.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Talking with Sam Kiska of Greta Van Fleet.
I don't know if you can, I mean, you might be, I might be asking you to speak for Josh in this way too, but you know, for, is there a reason why you all find your lyrics are even so connected to the elements, you know, earth, space, things like that? Like what is that attraction? Where does that come from?
Because it's so innately interesting the way that we'll, you know, you could sit in the grass as a child and just pick through the grass and look through the dirt and look through all the little creatures inside of there. And there's this whole different world inside of this big world. And there's a whole nother world up in the sky. You know, imagine the primal people, just as soon as humans started looking at like humans, you know, looking up at that sky and seeing just the vastness of the beauty of just the those stars in the sky. I mean, it's so endlessly fascinating. You could go on forever just with your imagination thinking, oh, there's people up there. There's gods up there. There's nothing up there. They're pieces of light that fell from Earth. You know, you could come up with anything. So it's just so wildly entertaining to just put yourself in that frame of mind and go simple, you know?
But you even take it a step beyond, because do I remember right? Like you take like climate change education on the road to your fans too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, is it organizations that you team up with? I'm actually trying to remember that part.
Yeah. There's one called the EDF, the Environmental Defense Fund. And they're kind of my favorite because they do like everything. They go out and they educate people and they work with certain companies. Like, for example, they'll partner up with someone like a rideshare service. They partner up with Lyft and say, hey, what can we do to limit emissions here? Like, can we get more electric cars? Can you pay for that? We'll help pay, you know? So it's just like this whole thing. But yeah, they're kind of our favorite organization right now because they do so much. And we need a lot of help. And it's a crazy fight, because if there were like, it's kind of like COVID. If there were like this creature that was coming out from the woods and like mauling people, people would do something about it. But then you have like COVID-19, which is like this invisible thing. You can't see it. and you can't really see its impact right there. And it's kind of like the same thing with climate change. It's like, there's all these like cars and things and planes, and they all burn this like weird chemical that is invisible, that's not good. And it's, you know, so it's a long-term fight. And I think it's kind of like a test. It's like, can we get through this as humanity? And if we do, we pass the test.
Well, I appreciate y'all like shouting that through that megaphone right there. That's important work. And definitely noticed. On the more musical side, you know, so here we have the record, and you know, it came out last year, and I think you all have talked about already kind of, you know, starting to think about the songs, you know, what comes next for you all. For those first two records, those first, you know, several releases, you know, those songs, you being able to go so far into your past to grab those, what is it like right now having much more of a clean slate as you look towards the next one?
Well, we started off quite simply, and we didn't really have a big hand in the sonic direction of what was going on. And from there, we kind of got more of a hold on it, kind of like what we wanted to do on Anthem of the Peaceful Army. And then Garden's Gate, we just went crazy. And that was like the album we always wanted to make, and we made it. But from there on, I mean, we're in uncharted waters. Now it's like time to get creative and figure out something different. And because we always wanted to make that album, we always wanted to make Garden's Gate, and then we did it. And now we're like, what's the next thing? But we already knew what the next thing was, and we're actually working on it right now, album three. We're pretty far into it, and can't say a lot about it, but it's like the whole concept of kind of going back to almost like the roots of what we did, kind of bringing our heads back to that garage time and not spending all this time making it perfect, but just capturing what's going on and embellishing it and making it exciting and raw and energetic.
Something very in the moment musically.
Exactly. Something a little bit more raw. And, you know, I think the music always been organic, but I think we're guilty of overthinking it a time or two.
I've enjoyed your overthinking for what it's worth. So it's never at least come off to me as too overthought.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. And it's just been kind of fun, you know, seeing you all out there. I mean, opening for Metallica? What was that experience like? I would imagine like there are certain situations, like a stage is a stage on one scenario, but when you're put in those moments, like, does it feel different?
It's tough to say. I mean, we always want to just get up there and perform and just create this wild happening. But when we're with Metallica, you know, their shows are pretty big. They're one of the most substantial groups in the entire world, arguably the most. As far as career goes. And I mean, it's great opening for them because I find that there are the rock fans and then there are just the straight up music fans in the audience, and both tend to like us. So it kind of works out. But yeah, they're lovely people and they're super exciting, and they all have a great energy about them. And it's wonderful touring with them just because of the positivity and the excited element, even after you've been doing it for, geez, how long have they been doing it? 40 years or something.
Right.
Plus, and they're still doing it and they still enjoy doing it. And they are very consistent and they put on a great show.
That's a fun lineup right there. And I saw you're taking my friends in Houndmouth out, and love those guys. That'd be a show to check out right there. And they're pretty reckless. I mean, again, I'm just naming the stuff that you guys coming up on the tour. But in the meantime, we're excited to see you too. Again, back here in Louisville, September 17th for Bourbon and Beyond. I'm so excited, Sam.
It's going to be a fun time.
Congrats again on this record, Battle at Garden's Gate. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Well, thank you very much. I am too. Great talking with you.
My thanks to Sam. Again, the latest album from Greta Van Fleet is The Battle at Garden's Gate. Thanks to you as well for checking out this episode and the series. Again, before you get out of here, please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes, at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcast from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With.
Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. An hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence, as your music and film news, you can also find me on the old social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, mostly on Twitter. All three of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Enjoying the party, that is life.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.